Welcome to evening prayer in Easter week, Wednesday, the 15th of April. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever. From the deep waters of death, you brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him, dark death has been destroyed, and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, may our lives reflect his glory, and our lips repeat the endless song, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Sing to him, sing praises, and tell of all his marvelous works. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Rejoice in the praise of his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice who seek the Lord. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O children of Jacob, his chosen, remember the marvels the Lord has done. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. He has always been mindful of his covenant, the promise that he made for 1,000 generations. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For tonight's musical epilogue, our vicar had instructed me to bootleg the audio from an inspirational YouTube video. Because our vicar is not a lawyer and is a genuinely nice person, she is to be forgiven for inciting this misdemeanor. Instead, I am going to play you one of my own songs, which, given the number of enormously talented pianists who attend St. Luke's, you can be sure is the only way you'll ever hear me play piano for a crowd. Tonight's performance of Ave Maria by Franz Liszt goes out to all you lapsed Catholics, with a special shout-out to Pope Francis, who is to be commended for his courage and faith in keeping the churches of Rome open to private prayer and allowing priests to minister to the sick and dying in the midst of this crisis, which is a lot more than can be said of our beloved Archbishop, Mr. Welby. But this opinion, I hasten to add, is entirely my own. Please, Mr. Welby, don't take any disciplinary action against our vicar, who gives a hearty amen to all that you are doing in this crisis. Without further ado, then, here is Ave Maria.